All right, injury report first. Daryl Sharpton and Wade Smith did not practice. They don't normally practice on Wednesdays, so that was normal. Mike Muhammad, he's got a strained hamstring, so he did not practice. And then Arian Foster has a back. Anyway, his back is being, he's with the doctors. That's being diagnosed, so that's where we are as far as injury is concerned. All right, no questions. Thank you.
Wade, you said to assume cases started from this point on.
Well, yeah, this ball game, I think he's played well. I mean, I think he's earned. You put him in there 2 games ago and said, you know, so let's see what you can do. And he's made a strong case. I didn't mean to say that. But anyway, I think he's done well. He's given us opportunity for big plays. I just saw on the board last week that the Kansas City game, he had 6 passes over 25 yards, which tied a team record. And he had pretty close to this the last game. So, you know, he's made quite a few big plays, and certainly, you know, he's hooked up with our number one receiver, who I don't believe had any touchdown passes before this game, and threw 3 to him. So, we want to keep looking at him and give him his opportunity.
Wade, what's it taking for you to
speak to the program? Well, I get a better parking spot. I get closer up, but that's about it. I'm just keeping the seat warm, you know. So it certainly changes game time, game preparation this week, practice preparation, those kind of things. We're keeping the same schedule as far as, you know, when we meet, when we go to practice, all those things. I don't want to change their routine that way. We are changing a few things in practice we think will help, but we feel like we need to change some. I mean, it's not going the way we want it to go, so we have to change some things.
Those changes
yesterday, Wade, that your guy has been there and done that, so they have all the trust in you. Of course, they helped you to do all these things you've done before.
Yeah, you know, it's 33 years I've been either a coordinator where I ran one side of the ball or a head coach, so. And I've been in a couple of situations where I've been interim head coach. So, I think experience helps. I hope it does in this case. But, I'm pretty familiar with, you know, what and also besides having a good parking place, I get to be with the media a little more too. So, you know, so that's something I really missed, especially in Dallas.
Oh. You mentioned you were making changes at practice. Are those really strictly necessitated by how the team's going? Doesn't have anything to do with you being in charge?
Well, it's things that we discussed and said, hey, you know, we need to do this this different on certain days, these things more, these things less. That's part of, like I say, I mean, we need some change. We've been really close and we played really well, played really hard, but we need the results. And so I think if you just say to the players, all right, we're going to do exactly the same as we've been doing, it's hard for them to say, well, you know, something's still missing. So I think change is good sometimes. So.
Wait, are you in contact with Gary on the
Yeah, not on all that. He's left it to me. I've talked to him, obviously, and he said, do what you think. You know, I mean, that's I appreciate him, and I appreciate the McNairs having the confidence enough in me to at least take over for a short amount of time.
Wade, what's been the biggest challenge? I know you have a lot of new responsibilities. I covered you in Dallas. I know you're comfortable with wearing both hats, but considering everything that's been going on recently, what's been the biggest challenge in this process?
A lot's been going on in my life, and I told the players too. I mean, you know, we've lost some games, but there are tougher things than losing some ball games that people have overcome, and so we can overcome losing ball games if people can overcome some of the things that have happened. And certainly, some of the things that have happened with this team, with our coaches, with even with our players.
week isn't a whole lot of time to prepare. I guess how play calling is going, the procedure, I guess, offensively. How does that go?
Yeah, the offensive staff was always involved in the plays. Gary would call them normally, but you know, Rico called some of them during the ball games anyway. You know, when it happened at halftime, we said, "Hey, you know, Rico, do you want to be on the sideline?" He said, "No, we just do it the same way. We call down and get the play called in." So that was the procedure, and I think we'll stick with that. Now, you know, I'm going to need a lot of help from my offensive coaches, certainly, and the defensive staff, because I have different duties.
How have you seen the offense open up with Case at quarterback?
Well, I just think of big plays. He's made a lot of big plays, and that's you know, that's a good thing, obviously.
You talked about your extra responsibilities during the week. Can you kind of run down your extra responsibilities during the game?
Well, you're in charge of the head coach. In charge of making all the game decisions, strategy decisions, basically. It's, you know, whether to kick a field goal, whether to go for it, whether, you know, fourth downs, what to do with it. A lot of it's offensive, you know, but there are a few calls. Like in the game last week, you know, at the end of the ball game, you know, it was 4th and 10. Say, well, we got 2 timeouts. You know, do we want to punt the ball or try one play and try to make a first down? The percentages were against us, I felt like, and I felt like we could get the ball back again. So we punted it. You know, we could have had the ball in the 50, but we did have a penalty. So we still had a chance to tie the ball game. It's just game time decisions. That's, you know, and there's all kinds of scenarios that come up, and that's a good thing that I've been in the league that long. I think I've seen a lot of those, and hopefully can make the right decisions.
Aside from play calling, what ways do you think Gary's presence is going to be missed the most, especially on offense?
Well, you know, he certainly puts together the game plan and has a big influence on that. That's why I say I think our offensive coaches will have to, you know, help us a little more in that area, and then the game, you know, the game itself, as far as calling the plays, you know, everybody's different. So, but with a young quarterback, you can't do too much. You have to do what he can do, and with any player or any quarterback. So that's what I'm emphasizing with those guys is just, hey, the things he can do, let's stick with those things, and you know, don't veer off too much from that.
What Case has been able to do in the difficult circumstances. You guys are struggling. He goes to Kansas City, which is one of the toughest places to play. And then he deals with what happened on Sunday. He seems to have this focus and toughness about it.
Yeah, like I said, I think he's played really well. And, you know, and he deserves the opportunity to keep doing it.
Wait, with the Arians situation being what it is, how do you deal with the running back situation going into the next game?
Well, Ben Tate is, I told him he's a tough son of a gun now. He was really sore Monday. And he had about 80 yards in the game. I mean, you know, he's got 4 cracked ribs. And I asked him Monday, I said, "You going to be okay?" He said, "I'll be there." So, you know, I have a lot of confidence in him in that he's going to play hurt, you know, not injured. I mean, it's still, if he was in, If he could get injured from that, a bad injury, we wouldn't play him. But it is a situation where you can play, and he did it. And a lot of, some guys wouldn't. I've had players, I've had really, really star players, you know, not play with ribs before. So I commend him.
Are y'all still good with Dennis Johnson? I know y'all got to make a decision.
Yeah, we've got 3 other backs on the roster. And Johnson, I thought, you know, what I looked at it, but I thought Johnson did give us a good change up. You know, he did a good job there. And then we've got 2 other guys that are capable of playing and have been working.
The way Arians back didn't get him out today, it wasn't hamstring.
That's correct. His back.
Had his back been hurting him getting up to that game?
He had it about a week back. But that's it.
How many times have you been in there?
You got it? Okay. All right. So when did he get it? About a week back. Yeah, okay. That's the rest of it.
Which one was the most challenging?
Most challenging? You know, my first time was in New Orleans, you know, and That was, you know, my first experience of being a head coach. And then in Atlanta, you know, we played. We had a rough year because Michael Vick was out the whole year. And then when I came in as interim coach, he came back, and we won two out of the last three. So, you know, I felt lucky there. I was actually an interim coach in the preseason one time with Dan Reeves when he had a heart when he had a heart procedure. So I was one game there, and we won that game. So didn't count, but preseason. But I got a good parking spot, so I enjoyed that.
So for your dad, did you have a little more warning in that case in New Orleans? Or
no, No. It was a surprise to all of us, as really. I think most of the time my interim situation is kind of a surprise, which it is, certainly was this time too. Like I say, I've had more experience since then, certainly.
But he didn't give you a heads up? No.
And actually, he didn't say Wade's going to be the interim head coach. The owner actually did that, Mr. Benson, which I always appreciated.
Wait, a couple more guys.
Gary, there's all the talk about exhaustion and coaching hours,
but
it's been going on forever in the business. How do you do that, and just the balance?
Yeah, I was a coach's kid, so I saw it with my dad. But, I think each coach, there's a certain amount of work you have to do, and there's a lot of work involved. So hours are somewhat a factor, but I think it's certainly just the person himself and how you handle those things, and certainly, and whether these things are that related. I mean, they may not be related either. So we just work at what we do and try to do the best we can do. And I think some people have problems with it. Obviously, a lot of stress involved. It's not being president, but it's pretty close. You know, as far as everything you do is bad or get the wrong health plan or whatever it is. So, I thought we had a Chris practice. That's what I asked him to do. I thought I told him that attitude is really important at this time, and everybody's got to be accountable at this time. You have to show your teammates that you care and it is important to you, and that's what we are. We're a football family. And we're accountable to each other. And so that's my message to them. And I thought they responded well.
A lot of players have already had the starting game that hasn't been able to make it through the first possession. Y'all handled them differently this week?
We got to get the injury report first, so he didn't practice today.
Can you update us on the kicking situation with Randy?
Yeah, we're gonna continue to go with Randy, and I think he knows. He certainly knows, and we've told him, and everybody else knows, and everybody out there that, he's got to get it done. I mean, that's the bottom line is production, and he started out poorly, and it started kicking really well, and I think he got away from his technique a little bit last game, and we feel like that we can get him back to that.
Last one, Sunday night, about just how finishing the game was the one issue for this team. How much of an emphasis is being put on just finishing this week?
Well, that's what you always, especially in close ball games, that's what you have to do. So, and that's what I said. Some of our practice stuff is going to be that way. Some of there are things that we're going to try to do to reemphasize those things, and that's what we're going to do. Right. We're going to address it.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thank you.
We have Rick.